Welcome back to Dollars and Cents, here with your tech, business, and gaming news. Kroger has finally launched their automated delivery system. It will be launching in Arizona, specifically Scottsdale, Arizona, where its driverless vehicles will travel on public roads and only transport goods, i.e. groceries. The vehicles are called the R1s. This is in part of a partnership with a startup earlier this year, Nuro, and they're finally ready to debut their vehicles as of today. Customers can pay a flat rate of $5.95 for same day or next day delivery with no minimum order requirement. FYI, Kroger stock is currently valued at less than $30, has a dividend yield of less than 2%, just in case you're curious and want to know, it's worth having this information. Apple has signed a deal with DHX Media, which will allow Canadian broadcasters to produce new shows and specials and short films starring Snoopy, Charlie Brown, and the Peanuts Gang. Now, DHX acquired the controlling stake in Peanuts last year. The remaining 20% of the Peanuts rights remains with the Schultz family. Japan's Freakout Holdings has acquired Playwire. Playwire is an internet video company that provides free and paid video players for independent video publishers. Now, Freakout Holdings is a digital advertising company that was founded in 2010. It has subsidiaries in 16 countries throughout the Asia-Pacific region. Sega and Amazon have partnered to deliver 25 classic Sega Genesis games in a single bundle to Fire TV. The bundle will cost $15 and runs directly on Amazon TV and can be played on the Fire TV remote or a supported Bluetooth controller. Now, the bundle is already available in the US, the UK, Germany, Brazil, France, Italy, Australia, and Spain. Few of the games included are Columns, Golden Axe 1 and 2, Gunstar Heroes, Biohazard Battle, Dynamite Heady, Decap Attack, Alien Storm, Sonic the Hedgehog 1 and 2, Streets of Rage 1, 2, and 3, Comic Zone, and Rystar. Blizzard Entertainment is canceling its Heroes of the Storm and Heroes of the Dorm esports events of 2019. The reason being that the game, well, just doesn't have the same following as some of the bigger games like League of Legends and DOTA 2. A lot of fans aren't happy about that. But I'm pretty sure those who are following Tencent are happy, because Arena of Valor has surpassed 1 million downloads on Nintendo Switch. If you didn't know, Arena of Valor is on Nintendo Switch. It's also a mobile game. This is good news for Tencent, since China has recently put a hold on gaming licenses. So, Tencent being as huge as they is, that really hurts them, especially over there where they have so many games. With them expanding to Nintendo Switch and already passing 1 million, it's good news for them. They can just put out more games over here, like, hey, PUBG, which is also their game. But for those that don't know, it runs on the Unreal Engine, which was created by Epic. Epic, who created Fortnite, which also runs on the Unreal Engine. Things to keep in mind when you're thinking about where to put your money. Things to keep in mind. K-Swiss is launching a new shoe based on the esports organization, aka team, the Immortals. This Los Angeles-based team plays multiple esports games such as Overwatch and Counter-Strike Global Offensive. The Immortal Icon shoe is available on the K-Swiss store for $110. And I have seen pictures of the shoe, and it honestly does not look bad at all. It looks pretty good. And, you know, K-Swiss is one of those companies that's kind of been hanging in there, pretty much. If you're familiar with Gary Vaynerchuk, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. He released a shoe through K-Swiss not too long ago. So, for them to get into esports is not a bad idea at all. Gives them more, more of a chance to catch up with the younger audience, which is something they're currently really not a part of, at least in the sense of Puma, Nike, Adidas. This is going to be, excuse me, my throat's been bad lately. This is going to be all your news for today, courtesy of Dollar and Cents. Don't forget to click like, love, share, subscribe, support, anything else I can't currently remember. But what I do remember is the same thing you should remember, which is to keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Later.